So I want you to get up now. I want all of you to get up out of your chairs. I want you to get up right now and go to the window, open it, and stick your head out and yell, "I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore!"
You want answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
And good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Microphone is plugged in. We're sitting here at the desk, and we're ready for another exciting adventure in Thursday Night Truth, the TNT radio show on the My View Matters radio network. And yeah, you might be thinking that intro music kind of sucked. And I kind of agree, so we're going to have to work on that and see if we can get some more upbeat, what we call quote-unquote free music, because apparently the president of our network here, My View Matters, received a notice a while back that was crying and whining and bitching about us playing copyrighted music. And even though my friends Pokerface have told me before at the machine gun shoot that they wanted me to play their music and they welcomed it, we've still been told now that we cannot play quote-unquote copyrighted music unless we have permission in writing. So there you have it, hence the crappy music that we opened up with. We promise we'll try to make it better. That being said, we're looking up here at the Liberty calendar. And it is Thursday, April the 24th. Can it be? Yes, it is. The month is flying by, and we're going to go over this week in Liberty, as we always do, one of your favorite features of the show. Now, last week was a big, big week in history because we talked about all the big events. April 19th came and went, and we didn't have any buildings blown up, I guess. Not that we're reported in the mainstream press. And we'll move forward to this date in 1704. So now we're talking about 310 years ago. The first American newspaper was published as the Boston Newsletter. We also know this is an important religious time of year because the Feast of Unleavened Bread begins this week. And we know that also this week is Confederate Memorial Day. No, that's not politically correct, but we don't care. This week is Confederate Memorial Day. And we might be all over the map tonight. Just give you a couple pieces of housekeeping information. Next week, we will do our annual Derby edition of the show. It will be the day before Oaks Day. It will be Derby Eve Eve, as we come to you next Monday, the 1st of May, May Day. The following week will be my birthday, so I will be away, and I'm guessing Mr. Springsteen will run a best-of show or come in here and sit behind the microphone himself. Then we finally get into the nitty-gritty. May 15th, we will have our election preview and endorsement show. And, of course, on Thursday, May 22nd, we will have the elections review. So there you go. We got the Derby edition of the show next week. Then we're off on the 8th for our birthday. Then we'll have the endorsement show on the 15th and the election review show on the 22nd. So, moving forward, we know that a lot of people in the neocon camps are starting to piss in their depends because they're really getting worried about Mitch McConnell. And Mitch McConnell, as we've talked about on this show for many a times, has been your sitting U.S. Senator, Addison Mitchell Jerome McConnell Jr. For 30 years now, he's been your U.S. Senator. You feel like he's really representing you? You feel like he's really doing what you'd like him to do and going to work for you and really shaking things up in Washington? You know he's not. I will try to stay mild-mannered and composed tonight, but we might get into a PG rating because the language might get a little animated. And that's because I'm tired of some of the bullshit from the McConnell people. I think the worst thing about when you have a candidate with those big purse strings is what happens in the mainstream press. You see, the globalist bankers want a good puppet that they can control so they can throw their money their way, knowing that the puppet will do exactly what they tell the puppet to do because they are pulling the strings as the marionette there. And then once they give all the money to the puppet then launders the money through the mainstream media. So the globalists give the money to their puppets, and the puppets give their money to the mainstream media to put out advertisements. So I guess I shouldn't be surprised when I'm going through the channels tonight on the radio, stuck in the ridiculous traffic that I have, because, hey, you know, that's that urban sprawl that we hear about. So I guess I shouldn't be surprised when I flip across WHAS, the 50,000-watt blowjob torch, as I call it. And there is Terry Miners sitting there. And many of y'all know who Terry Miners is. He's the longtime, worn-out, boring afternoon DJ. The same Terry Miners who, a couple years ago, used his radio show to whine and moan and bitch about a Louisville Metro police officer who had stopped him and pulled him over. Yeah, the same Terry Miners who really go back, if you really want to go back a while, lied under oath in a civil court about our friend John Ziegler. So just to give you that background, afternoon radio DJ, old worn out blowhard. And guess who he had on the radio with him? Oh, he had investigative journalist John Bowles on the air with him. How many of y'all out there, raise your hand if you've heard John Bowles before. He investigates things. He goes out there for, I believe it's Wave 3 now. I get confused because he worked for one station before he had his DUIs. And now I believe, yes, he worked for Wave 3 now. John Bowles, he's a journalist is what the social network tells you. And there was John Bowles sitting on the radio with Terry Blowhard Miners. And you know what they were trying to make a big deal about? About they were going to blow the lid off this story about Matt Bevin being at a cockfighting event. Yeah, this is the same Wave 3 that likes to brag about getting Edward R. Murrow awards. And I think Edward R. Murrow would be ashamed if he saw what was going on at that station. But that's neither here nor there. So John Bowles and Terry Miners were sitting there on their 50,000-watt radio station talking about how horrible it was that there was this cockfighting expose in Williamsburg, Kentucky, and Matt Bevin was there. So again, this goes back to what I just said leading into the show. The globalist banksters give their money to their neocon puppets. The neocon puppets then turn around and give their money to the ridiculous news media. So obviously, Wave 3 doesn't like the fact that Matt Bevin is making inroads against Senator Addison Mitchell Jerome McConnell Jr. because they bring old John DUI Bull over here, and he's going to tell you about this expose that Matt Bevin was at. And here's the funny thing about this, Mr. Bull, because right there on the airwaves, after we get past this shock jock stuff, oh my gosh, Matt Bevin was at this event. You had to admit yourself that Matt Bevin didn't know what the event was about because you brought up later a state legislator who did know what the event was about, and you agreed that Matt Bevin had already left this event before even that legislator got to speak. So I know you like to do these investigative journalism pieces, and I'm just wondering, for those who watch Mr. John Bowles, how many investigative journalist piece has he done on DUIs? Because we know for a fact that when WLKY fired John Bowles and he had to go to rehab, it was because he had gotten his second DUI in less than 2 years. But he's Mr. Investigative Journalism. Maybe we should call him Mr. 207 since that was his blood alcohol limit on his last DUI. But that's neither here nor there because now he's an investigative journalist, and he's telling you about this cockfighting event that Matt Bevin was at. And that's all they're going to see in the headlines. Neocons like Ms. McConnell will now take more of their bankster money, and they'll run more ads on Wave 3. And they'll run more ads on WHES radio. And they'll say, see, Matt Bevin, he's all for cockfighting. Well, John Bowles, if you like to tell your little journey of your little story, did you got a little book that came out and it told about your journey and how you're all about second chances You sure don't give Mr. Matt Bevin a chance, do you? Because all that matters is the headline, and you sheepishly admitted later on in your little piece with Terry Loudmouth Miners, you admitted that Matt Bevin didn't know about this event being for cockfighting. But see, the damage was done, wasn't it? Because now the bankster money that was given to McConnell will then come back to Wave 3 in the form of advertisements. And lo and behold, as I'm listening to this on the radio, stuck in this horrible urban sprawl traffic that I endure in the afternoon, they go to a break. And guess what comes on during the break? After we just heard John, Mr. 207, Bowl, and Terry Loudmouth Miners, guess what comes on in the break? Yes, a Mitch McConnell ad. How convenient, right? So I just want to start out with that tonight because not a fan of John Bowl, not a fan of Terry Miners, just happened to be going through the radio dials, and there they were talking about cockfighting. They love talking about cock and fighting. Mr. Investigative Journalist, oh, he's an Iron Man. He runs marathons, and he investigates drug dealers. Not really impressed that you're trying to cover for Mitch McConnell and get some more ad money out of him. Not really impressed with that at all, Mr. Bowl, Mr. Miners. But it is what it is. That's what you people like to do. So, that being said, everybody's all on Twitter about this Mitch McConnell campaign. What's he going to do if he has to face Allison Lundgren Grimes? And I've said this on the Ed Springsteen show. I've said this on these airwaves. I'll say it again. You're going to have a very boring, uneventful, tiring, exhausting, worthless race in the fall if it's Allison Lundgren Grimes and Addison Mitchell Jerome McConnell Jr. The Addison versus Allison race is going to be about as boring as the David Williams Papaw Bashir race. But this is what you all want. Tell me how many of you all have seen any yard signs for Mitch McConnell. Yeah, we know he likes to do this last-minute rush, but how many of you all have seen yard signs for him? How many of you have seen people holding up signs on the side of the road for Mitch McConnell? How many of you have seen Mitch McConnell bumper stickers? I haven't seen any. I travel the East End to the South End to the East End just about every day of the week. I have people traveling South End to the West End to downtown every day of the week. None of us have seen a Mitch McConnell bumper sticker. None of us have seen a Mitch McConnell yard sign. So pardon me while I go buy a canoe so I can paddle through the tears of the old dinosaur GOP. This is their Republican Party, they want to tell you. And the faces of their Republican Party, Mitch McConnell, Trey Grayson, David Williams, Richie Farmer. But here's the problem with that. Their workhorse, as they call Mitch McConnell in one of his big global bankster ads, their workforce, Mitch McConnell, is an old horse that should be put out to pasture. Their old workhorse, Mitch McConnell, has been in there 30 years. He's a little long in the tooth. We know about their workhorse, Mitch McConnell, because he was all about TARP. He said TARP was his proudest moment. In 30 years is too long for one U.S. senator, my friend. Mitch McConnell, the master of distortion and distraction. He avoids being held accountable for his own record. He and his allies have poured an unprecedented amount of globalist money into this race. And they keep using smear tactics. And the worst thing they can say about Bevin is that he and his family call McConnell a liar, which McConnell is a liar. And McConnell's part of the problem. He doesn't stand with us. I guess he thinks this double talk will keep him in the Senate for 30 more years. I guess he thinks he's going to be Strom Thurmond. I guess he thinks he's going to stand tall. And yeah, the chat room was open, and then I had computer issues, so let's see if we can get the chat room back open, ladies and gentlemen. I apologize that the chat room closed down when we had to reboot the computer there. We'll try to relaunch the chat right now. But Mitch McConnell uses this double talk, and he doesn't want to be held accountable for anything that he does. He's your Senate minority leader with wet dreams of becoming Senate majority leader. And nobody can tell you what he's done great. Yeah, he's got advertisements that say he's too humble to tell you how great he is. If you want to believe that bombastic garbage. But just look at the comparison between the cast of characters we have here. Look at the comparison between businessman Matt Bevin, if you want to go there, originally from New Hampshire, the live free or die state, and Mr. Addison Mitchell Jerome McConnell Jr., originally from Alabama, who stopped through Louisville for a few hours to become judge executive, in between working for a judge, in between trying to become your Senate majority leader. Mitch voted repeatedly to increase the debt limit. 9 times in 16 years. I'm not here plugging a candidate. I'm just telling you the truth about your senator. He voted to increase taxes on 80% of Kentuckians in the fiscal cliff deal that we had about a year ago. He voted for No Child Left Behind, a disaster. He voted for the 2007 energy bill that raised taxes and imposed more mandates on the automakers. He voted to bail out the banksters. Imagine that, bail out the banksters. They keep more money. They give him more money. He then gives the money to the mainstream media. They then cover for him. He then gives them more money. They then cover for him some more. His lack of leadership continues to allow bad bills through and stop good legislation. Who endorses Mitch McConnell? We always hear about what makes a good candidate. So far, the only thing we know about Mitch is he has a lot of globalist bankster money, and he has wet dreams of becoming Senate Majority Leader. Don't see any yard signs for him. Don't see any bumper stickers for him out there. And who endorses the guy? Has anybody endorsed him other than neocon establishment groups? I don't want to hear about how NRA endorsed him, because the NRA is not conservative. They basically endorse moderate to liberal neocon incumbents. When Gun Owners of America, the true pro-gun group, pro-Second Amendment group, endorsed Matt Bevin. I don't want to hear about how Kentucky Right to Life is going to talk about what a good friend McConnell is, when the much more conservative Northern Kentucky Right to Life group endorsed Matt Bevin. Why are mainstream conservative talk show hosts endorsing Matt Bevin? Why are Tea Party groups all endorsing Matt Bevin? Don't forget the Jekyll and Hyde, bipolar if you excuse my use of that term, relationship, that McConnell's had with the Tea Party. There are flyers that go out and talk about what a great friend he is of the Tea Party. And he turns around and tells you he wants to punch you in the nose. He wants to choke the life of you. You want to know why we don't trust the Republicans in the Senate right now to do the right thing? They refuse to block any new spending while they're in the minority. If you refuse to block any spending while you're in the minority, how can you expect to be doing the right thing if you become in the majority? You see, a couple of weeks ago, the House leadership passed the quote-unquote doc fix bill, H.R. 4302, that reimbursed healthcare providers for the 24% cut in payment for services rendered to Medicare patients. And the bill extends the payments through next March. It also continues some new programs, you guessed it, created under Obamacare. And they use a hodgepodge of tenuous offsets spread out over the next 5 to 10 years to compensate for an immediate expense that's going to recurringly double every year under this 10-month, 10-year budget plan. Hence again, Republicans agree to increase spending without any reforms or concessions from Democrats. Hell, why do the Democrats have to compromise? They don't, because the Republicans don't ask them to. And Senator Tom Coburn called this a cowardly vote. A vote where, yes, Senators McConnell and Cornyn led the Republicans in opposing Jeff Sessions and therefore giving 60 votes to nasty-ass Harry Reid. 60 votes needed to get the bill to the president's desk. So Senator Coburn rightfully called it a cowardly vote. He said that's the reason he's leaving the Senate. And that's the problem. We need more people like Coburn in the Senate. We need more people like Rand Paul in the Senate. And I know that Rand Paul wants to be president. I just wish that he could stay in the Senate and we could have somebody more constitutional become president. Or maybe he could get somebody that is constitutional to take his seat. But Coburn was correct when he said this is just the latest in a series of decisions that Congress has made that doesn't fix the long-term pain. He's been railing against this for a long time. And he said, just like when we had the flood insurance bill, Coburn said it got a little hot in the kitchen. Instead of actually cooking an omelet, we threw the eggs in the trash can and ran out of the room. So we have to ask a salient question, ladies and gentlemen. Is the predicament going to improve if Addison Mitchell Jerome McConnell Jr. becomes majority leader? I don't think it's going to improve. Remember Ann Coulter's hero, Mitch McConnell, who in her mind is as innocent as could be. We know better, and she knows better. Well, you have Senators McConnell and Cornyn round up the usual suspects. None of these people can be described as leaders. None of them. Just to use this one example of this one vote, H.R. 4302, the one that we reimburse the healthcare providers for the cut in payments. Let's look at the votes that screwed this up. Let's look at the Republican votes. Chambliss, Republican of Georgia, no shock there. Cochran, Republican of Mississippi. Collins, Republican of Maine. Cornyn of Texas, I guess he feels safe now. Orrin Hatch of Utah, another disappointment. Heller of Nevada, Hovind of North Dakota, Isaacson of Georgia. So both the Georgia Republicans screwed us on that one. Kirk of Illinois, good old McConnell of Kentucky, good old Murkowski of Alaska. You gotta remember Murkowski, don't you? The one who did not win the primary for a Republican nominee for Senate. So then the establishment threw a little bitch fit, pissed their depends, and ran her as a write-in against the Republican nominee. Whatever happened, you got to unify behind the Republican candidate. whatever happened to you, you got to get together after the primary and love one another. They don't believe it for a minute unless it's your candidate that has to give up. A few minutes ago, I mentioned their heroes, the Republican Party of Kentucky. Over my lifetime, at least my lifetime being involved in politics, the last 21 or 22 years, this party has had their own Mount Rushmore of who they think Republicans are supposed to be. McConnell is the first head on it. The second head on it is their boy wonder, their boy blunder, Charles Merwin Grayson III, as we call him lovingly, Trey. Isn't that cute? Just like a basketball term, he's a Trey. Well, Trey Grayson got his ass handed to him by Rand Paul. Maybe y'all remember this race from 4 years ago. Maybe you remember Kentucky Right to Life praising James Dobson, Dr. James Dobson, formerly of Focus on the Family, when Dobson was led by the McConnell machine to believe that Grayson was the most pro-life candidate. And they lied to Dobson and told him that Rand Paul was not pro-life. I remember this well because when the truth came out and James Dobson, Dr. James Dobson, did the right thing and came out and changed his endorsement to Rand Paul, then suddenly, Right to Life, they call themselves Right to Life of Kentucky, it's Right to Life of Louisville, whatever you want to call them, took down all their stuff on their webpage that praised James Dobson the moment he changed his endorsement. So that was their second boy wonder there on their Mount Rushmore neocons when dinosaurs roamed the earth. And what happened to Trey Grayson? Well, he got his ass handed to him by Rand Paul. Then he quit his job as Secretary of State, allowing the Democrat governor to appoint a Democrat replacement. And then he ran off to Massachusetts and Harvard to raise money for Democrats. And he wants to come home now. I've heard neocons just crying with praise, going orgasmic about how good old Trey Grayson wants to come home. So you know they're going to try to push him for political office again. Hopefully he'll get his ass kicked again. Then we get to the third head of the Mount Rushmore of the neocon party of Republicans in Kentucky. And that's good old Blackjack David Williams, the bully from Burkesville, one you saw so many times at the casino in Indiana while telling his good people of Burkesville that he'll stand up against big bad gambling. Well, David Williams had a willing accomplice in Bobby Holsklaw in the governor's race, which allowed him to sneak out a win. Remember, David Williams came in third place of three candidates in the Jefferson County Republican primary, but he allowed to sneak out a win in the primary, and then he too got his ass kicked by Papaw Bashir. And then what did Williams do? Well, he up and quit his job in the Senate. And surprise, surprise, Bashir appointed him as a judge. And then you get to the final head of the neocon Mount Rushmore in Kentucky back when dinosaurs roamed the earth. And that is Little Richie Farmer. Little Richie Farmer was their golden boy because he could take a ball and put in a round orange cylinder twice the size of the ball. And that made Little Richie a hero to them. And Little Richie was elected agriculture commissioner, and he pursued to destroy the office in every way he could destroy the office, bringing his girlfriends on payroll, poaching animals from his paid vehicles on the road while driving, having his cronies install a basketball court at your expense for him. And Little Richie left office. There were no more terms for Little Richie. Well, there was, because now his new term is in prison. Two terms in office, one in prison. I think it's a good start for a lot of people in office. And Jamie Comer, a very constitutional Republican, had to come around and clean up behind little Richie. So this is the difference in the parties, folks. The neocons have made it clear who they side with. The leadership in the county and state parties, they love their neocons. They love their Mitch McConnell and their Trey Grayson and their David Williams and their little Richie Farmer and their Shelley May. They love those guys. But folks, we believe in liberty. We're not just going for the R on their chest, just like the K on the jersey of little Richie. We believe in liberty. That's why we stand with folks like Rand Paul and Thomas Massey and Jamie Comer and Phil Moffitt and Matt Bevin. You think there's a difference between the two parties? I think the Uniparty sees a much bigger difference between the Republican wings. Because there are divisions within the Republican wing of the Uniparty. I don't think there's probably as many divisions in the Democrat wing of the Uniparty because they all fall lockstep in. And getting back to the point, what is Mitch McConnell hanging his hat on? He's got lots of bankster money. And he's dying to be Senate Minority Leader. He'll do anything to be Senate Minority Leader. You're listening to the Thursday Night Truth Show on the My View Matters Radio Network. We'll go to our bottom of the hour break. We'll play some more crappy non-copyrighted music. And we'll be back.
first impressions aren't the most important thing. They're the only thing. At Ernie's Print Shop, we'll produce what you need to represent your company professionally. Right now, you can get 1,000 full-color business cards, 1,000 4x6 postcards, or a 3x5 banner for just $60. You choose. Check us out at erniesprintshop.com. Ernie's Print Shop. Over 50 years, one source, one solution. erniesprintshop.com. 502-969-8585.
Being a victim of crime is no joke, but you do have options that can help you avoid becoming a victim. I'm Ed Springsteen of the My View Matters radio show, and on behalf of myself and co-host Ed Martin, I urge each of you to help us fight against crime. You can do your part by calling Crime Stoppers at 582-CLUE. Since 1982, Crime Stoppers has helped get over 23,000 criminals off the street with your help. Working together, we can make a difference to take our streets back. Please call Crime Stoppers at 582-CLUE, or you can visit them online at www.582clue.com. Remember, Crime Stoppers always offers up to a $1,000 reward. Get involved and help make a positive change in your neighborhood. Thanks.
Advertisers, here's a great way to reach a quality audience. Get heard on My View Matters and make some noise in the marketplace.
Email MyViewMatters at AOL.com for advertising opportunities. Make a sound investment.
And we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for hanging with us here. And during the break, I got a kick out of, well, the neocon, so I won't give him the benefit of having his name out on these airwaves because he's not that important. He thinks he is. And, of course, typical BS with the Republicans on the McConnell side. He writes, Matt Bevin, this is on the social networks, this idiot neocon. He's one of these young up-and-comers, and that's about all he is a wannabe. He says, Matt Bevin is now the first candidate to go down because of a cock since Anthony Weiner. It's like Beavis and Butthead time for them. So I wrote him back. And, of course, I said if it were only true, it would still be better than the way your neocon heroes, Trey Grayson and Little Richie Farmer, went down, huh? So that would be fun if he had the balls to write back to me, but he won't. So, again, keep going here. We're talking about the facts about the Senate race. We already talked about how boring the Senate race is going to be. Hell, the Democrats have put up Alison Lundgren Grimes as their hero. Never mind the fact that there are several other Democrats running and Republicans running. We saw a debate, if you want to call it that, on KET the other night. You had Matt Bevin sitting there. You had three candidates total. Mitch McConnell, of course, couldn't bother with a debate. I guess there was this bankster from Goldman Sachs or Citibank in his office. But you had Matt Bevin sitting there. You had James Copas sitting there. And then you had this lady who was doing her best Roseanne Barr impersonation, it seemed. But, of course, Mitch McConnell could not be bothered to be there. And you go over on the Democrat side, I'm probably the only one who talks about this, but it is a fact that there are five Republicans running for U.S. Senate. There are four Democrats, and currently there's one independent and one Libertarian. And Alison Lundgren Grimes is the Democrats' handpicked young babe, if you will, to be U.S. Senator. I asked Ed Springsteen last night, is she up there because she's the best candidate, or is she up there because of her daddy was the former big wig in the county or the state party, Mr. Lundgren, Jerry Lundgren? And Ed told me he thinks it was the latter, not the former, and that she's not the best candidate. It's because of who her daddy was, and I don't doubt that. Hell, I think people should go out there and vote for one of the other Democrats in the primary if they are so inclined to vote, and there are some good Democrats. I don't think that they're good because they're Democrats. I just think there's a lot of people who didn't bother to change their registration, and they're still registered Democrats, and that's okay. I hope they'll look and see there's other people on the ballot besides Alison Lundgren Grimes. I hope if they're in Louisville, they'll see that there's another guy on the ballot instead of just John Yarmuth. I hope they'll see our good friend Ray Pierce is on the ballot. Hope they'll see that they have alternatives. But Alison Lundgren Grimes now is backing the Keystone Pipeline. And I thought Democrats were all against that. She's She came out on Earth Day and told us that she's for the Keystone Pipeline. Whoa, what are the progressives going to think, right? What are the progressives going to think if she's for the Keystone Pipeline? Is she going to come out against the IRS too and Benghazi and Fast and Furious? No. Because like our good friend in the chat room says, she's so far up Obama's ass that she'll have difficulty statewide. And see, here's the problem. There are so many Republicans who say we've got to have Addison Mitchell, Jerome McConnell Jr. because he's better between those two candidates than Alexander Grimes, and that's a matter of opinion, I guess, on some things he may be. And then somebody will come along and say they don't like Matt Bevin, and even on this network, Matt Bevin's taking some verbal grenades. And I've come to his defense, and I'll say the same thing some others have said. It's not because he's a perfect candidate, but just as the neocons will tell you McConnell is better than Grimes in their minds, I'll tell you that in this primary, Bevin is better than McConnell. Now, the best thing out there that we can do is get more involved in the primaries. And that's why I said I'm excited about the show that we're going to do coming up in, I guess it'll be 3 weeks right before the elections. I'm excited that the Thursday, May 15th show will be our election show, or I'm sorry, our endorsement show. And it's brought to my attention that Matt Bevin has made so many strategic mistakes in his campaign. Well, that may be true. Some more damaging than others, but the biggest mistake we can make is if I keep sending globalist, bankster-controlled puppets on a string, marionettes, if you will, back to the U.S. Senate. Now, I want to go back to a story we've been talking about, the story of Clive and Bundy out in the ranch, where they try to go in and I'm surprised I didn't go Waco on Mr. Bundy. And as I said last week, he basically had a citizen standoff with the government thugs, and basically the government thugs had to back down. That was the event where basically the government thugs left. They had to walk away. The social networks don't want you to see it happen out there with Mr. Clive and Bundy. And now they're coming out and claiming that Clive and Bundy is a racist, of course, because he's white, because he's a constitutionalist, because he wouldn't bend over and let the government take it up the backside to him. So supposedly he made these remarks about if black people were better off under slavery. And of course the New York Times took him out of context. It makes you wonder why he would even talk to the New York Times if he did. They claimed that he made these comments about blacks picking cotton. And as he said today on a national radio show, he never once said anything about picking cotton. But here came the New York Times telling us that he's a racist. And he was asked today if the quotes are accurate. And he told the truth. No, they're not accurate. And when asked if he wanted a retraction from the New York Times, which we know he'll all die from holding his breath before he ever gets a retraction from the New York Times, he said, I would appreciate that. I think they should retract it. They're basically making me out to be a racist, and I'm not a racist. This is political correctness, folks. This is political correctness gone amok. If you stand up to the government and you're white, well, you're a militiaman. You're a sovereign citizen. You're a dangerous domestic terrorist. How the hell is it that a black Muslim can kill all the people that killed on the base in Texas when a black Muslim admitted that he was religious and didn't like these people? And in Fort Hood, Texas, I believe it was, how can a black Muslim kill all these folks on the military base at Fort Hood? And it's told to us that that was just a workplace violence incident. But if Mr. Bevin stands up to the government, he's a racist and a bigot and an old hack and a sovereign citizen wannabe and a militia monster. You can't have it both ways, folks. No one ever claimed that Mr. Cliven Bundy was this articulate wordsmith. He doesn't need to be, folks. He's a rancher. He lives down the sticks. He definitely was taken out of context. And apparently a white guy can't even talk about things like race, because as soon as they do, they're a racist, regardless of how they word it. We're told they're a racist. All along, we keep seeing the black crime rates go way up in Louisville. All along, you can have black this group and black that group, and you can have Association for the Advancement of Colored People, and you can have the Black Panthers, and you can have the United Negro College Fund, and you can have the black student unions. But you'll be damned and cursed and condemned, and dare I say, blacklisted, if you are of fair skin and you make a comment that steps outside of the boundaries of the disease called political correctness. You know, you disagree with Obama, you're a racist. You want voter ID to vote, you're a racist. You think the feds are taking too much land from ranchers, you're a racist. You vote in Republican elections, you're a racist. You argue for property rights in America as opposed to communism, you're a racist. You don't like socialist redistribution, you're a racist. You're against affirmative action, which is just really racism, you're a racist. You're against abortion, you're a racist. You're for state rights, you're a racist. You believe in God, you're a racist. It's pathetic, folks. Welcome to America, the government that turned against its people. Welcome to the America brought to you by the NSA, the group that snoops on you while you sleep. The NSA, the only part of the government that actually listens to you. But don't worry, you can have a Mitch McConnell, Alison Grimes race, a race in which they won't talk about all the other Republicans and Democrats running. They won't talk about the libertarian running. They won't talk about the independent running. Because as we started the show, we'll finish the show with the same song and dance. If you're a globalist bankster and you're creating money out of thin air, you need willing participants, puppets, who will go along with this. So you got to take the money you created out of thin air. You got to buy off your puppets. And then the puppets will take their money and get back to the Wave 3s and the WHASs. So people like John, Mr. DUI Bowl, and Terry Big Mouth Miners can sit there and huck it up about Matt Bevin and cockfighting. The media is going to keep using this crap, folks, as ammunition to attack those of us who are for things like states' rights. Just like I said with Mr. Bundy, It doesn't undermine the case. It transcends any remarks he made. You talk to your misguided socialist friends, and they just hate Bundy because he's a cowboy. That's all they know. Call him a racist, and all of a sudden they'll support you taking away his property. But no, his property was stolen by corrupt elites. Do they think you should liquidate the property and give it to the collective? These are the same people who keep their jobs because of unions and government contracts. And the same people who can't do their damn jobs correctly, so they bitch and moan about patriots. And they only stay employed because of social contacts and government contracts. They're the takers. They're the communists. They'll come up with any damn philosophy that justifies their desire to take from you and be a damn parasite. But they're losing their touch, folks. They can't keep ignoring us. The propaganda goes on. And sometimes Matt Drudge helps us out. And sometimes you got to go to Alex Jones to get the answers. Sometimes you got to come right here to the My View Matters Radio Network, where we do shows 5 nights a week. And it doesn't matter how you feel about race. If you're successfully going to triumph under the globalists, you need to be united under the charters of freedom. Are you going to be a freedom-loving American? It doesn't mean a damn neocon. It doesn't mean a Mitch McConnell, Little Richie Farmer, Trey Grayson, Shelley May son of a bitch Republican. It means a patriot. Are you going to stand up for your rights? Are you going to lay down and die at the feet of the New World Order?
Well, they're here. I locked the door, but I can see them through the window. One of them is waving at me to shut down. I'm giving him the finger. I'll shut down when I'm goddamn good and ready.
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.